This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
If you live in Utah, you might find yourself doing some lawn work with a rake that once was a rifle.
What?
Yes, that's because the Gun Violence Prevention Center of Utah and the Presbyterian Peace Fellowship Church, they got together and thought the best way to create a safer environment was to be a hub for dropping off unwanted guns and then turning them into garden tools.
No way. I would have never thought that, honestly. Like, I would have never put those two things together.
Well, it's very creative.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're just throwing away something. Yeah. You're actually making something. It's like recycling it.
That creates new life.
Right. Exactly. One of the men volunteering for the event, he said, quote, "Even the most skilled gunsmith couldn't make this a serviceable weapon. Now it's just a chunk of metal."
There you go. I like that.
So they'll take that metal and then they'll be able to make, you know, rakes out of it or shovels, whatever you need.
Mm.
But it used to be a rifle.
I'm actually going to Utah this weekend.
And, right.
Yeah, I'm seeing Greg, our friends Greg and Molly, who moved out there. And so maybe I'll take one of his guns and turn it into a rake and surprise him. Surprise!
Surprise!
You got a rake. They need a theme song. They need to take that song that we play, Graves into Gardens, and they should, "You turn guns into gardens." Bom, 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 bom. Like, that'd
Love
be so
it.
Good. Yeah, that'd be great. Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. We do a thing called Photo Op here where I take the phones of everybody on the show and take the last picture that was taken. We post it online and I get them to tell me the story about it. I will start with mine. If you want to see these, you can see them at wayfm.com. But there's a grill at my house, and I had built this whole grill enclosure. I spent a couple weeks working on it. I'm very proud of it. And one day I was grilling and I smelled smoke coming not from the grill, but from the grill enclosure.
Uh-oh.
And there's the second picture of the fire that started inside my grill enclosure because I put wood too close to the grill.
You grilled the enclosure.
I did grill the enclosure, and I was surprised at how charred it was.
It's so charred.
When I took it apart, yeah. So then I had to like figure out how to fireproof that. But yeah, I almost burned down my grill enclosure. That was pretty sad
what
about that.
What a horrible way if you lost your house.
Yeah.
That would have been it. That's terrible.
Well, no, it would have been worse to burn the stakes because they were expensive. The house can be replaced. I have insurance for that.
Sure.
I don't have insurance on my stakes.
No.
Betty Lou, what is your photo of?
Yeah, so mine is from a radio conference in Orlando, Florida that Wally and I recently went to. And we had awesome speakers and entertainers, but for some reason I was too distracted by this guy's monitor in the back. That's because it was counting down the time each speaker artist had been given. So it was this fun game at our table to see who made it and who went over their time because you had to pay a fine.
Yeah, if you go over, it's a steep fine. And so we watched some people get right down to the last second and wrap it up like right mm-hmm. on it because they have a timer they can see as well. And so like bands, Miss Daigle, Lauren Daigle, mm-hmm. nailed it like right at the
right
last
on the
second.
Money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't want to go over. Gavin, what is your picture? It looks like a thermostat.
Yeah, it's a thermostat. It reads 73 degrees. So this was at church. I went and my wife, we sit upstairs and it was just like a hot morning and both of us agreed. Like both of us said like, oh, it's like really hot in here. And there was like sweat condensing on my forehead. So I'm not sitting there whining per se. I'm just saying, oh, it gets hot.
Yeah.
And she's like, you should text our friend Dan, who's the maintenance guy at church. Like text him, see if the temperature is like overheating or something. Mm. So I'm like, hey, Dan, like, would you mind checking the temperature, please?
It's a little warm up here for me.
Yeah, like yeah. Haley and I are really hot up here.
Yeah.
And then he sends a picture back showing that it's just 73 degrees. And then the text after that says, you need to quit being a baby.
Wow.
And great.
It was literally like 5 minutes later, I saw him walking up the steps laughing at me. And I'm just like, oh, it's so hot
that
up here.
That is so great. Oh. It's always bad, like, when people know you do something at church.
Yeah.
Like, my wife, like, we sit in a section of the church where when they start doing the offering, it takes them forever to get through our section for some reason. I have no idea why. And we're friends with one of the executive pastors. And Marty was like, you should text him and let him know. I'm like, I think he has bigger things on his plate, like running the church, than to worry about the offering.
I mean, I think that would make maybe the B list, the C list.
Oh, not even the list. It's like, of all the things that guy has to deal with, that isn't going to make the list that day. Again, you can see these at wayfm.com if you want to see the photos.
It's party time.
Lifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Our potties are the people that listen to our podcast, which you can get for free. We don't charge for it. And it's stuff that we do for the show, and then even stuff that we do that we haven't done on the show. So if you want to check it out.
TWS to 91979. But we have a Facebook potty group. So if that's something you would like to join, you can do that when you text the word potty, P-O-D-D-I-E, to 91979. And you can join our group. But it's where that we keep you up to date on what's going on. But this clip is from Renee. She said she saw this video of a comedian talking about his journey into comedy and how it started with a theater degree.
Ooh.
And that made Renee think of you, Wally.
Oh, absolutely.
And your daughter, Haley, who actually got a theater degree.
Yes, she did.
So here's what
they're not cheap, as it turns out.
They're not. And this is how the comedian went.
I went to college for musical theater, which is like saying I have a PhD in imagination. Picking your major should work more like Shark Tank. Because I would have never gone to college for musical theater if I had to go in front of my parents and be like, I like to act, I can kind of sing, and I can do this. I'm asking for $200,000 with a 0% return on investment.
Is that how you feel, Wally?
I'm laughing, but there's a part of me inside that just died a little. Yes.
Aww.
Yes, that's exactly
how
I feel.
But her imagination is amazing.
And she's so happy. That's a tough one.
So it's worth it.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a kid that, you know, wants to play sports, but the odds against you being a professional athlete are so great. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. They say it's worse in, like, theater.
What about a film degree?
Hey, calm down over there. Do you see where I'm at now?
Yeah, you've worked your way to the middle. Nicely done.
Yes.
Well done.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are turning back time right now with Time Capsule Tuesday. We select a year, and then each of us, Gavin, Betty, and myself, pick a song that we like from that year, and you get to decide which song we are going to play. Betty Rock, the year this week is?
Is 2014.
Okay, and there was some great music in 2014, honestly. It was hard to pick.
Yeah, it was, but I picked one that I miss hearing a lot, and that is Unspoken, Start a Fire.
Oh, that is a good one.
Start a fire in my soul.
That's a great one. There's not a bad song today. Gavin, what did you pick?
I went with Need to Breathe's Multiply.
Oh.
God of mercy, sweet love mine.
Forgot about this one.
You a big Need to Breathe fan, Gavin?
I am. It was really trendy because this was the year I graduated high school, went to college. Like, it was super trendy to like Need to Breathe at that time, but I think it was for good reason.
No. Okay, that's a good offering. Nothing wrong with this. I decided to go with Family Force 5.
Yes.
Ooh. But the softer side of them.
Oh.
Let It Be Love.
Let it be a home for the broken. If we're gonna life the way.
This is when Family Force 5 realized that we need to pay for our houses and our cars and have lives and grow up.
You mean Lovesick didn't do that?
No, Lovesick, Chainsaw.
Oh,
you know.
But it's so good.
I know,
though.
I know, but those songs don't pay the bills.
Crouton, Chapstick.
I know.
Soul Glow Activator.
Yeah, this is the song that pays the bills because it gets on radio for them. Yeah, it did better than Chainsaw. Crank it
like
back.
A chainsaw.
And I loved early Family Force 5, but everyone has to grow up. So you pick your song right now. Those are the three choices. You have Multiplied, Need to Breathe, Let It Be Love, Family Force 5, or Start a Fire. All great selections. You make the call right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Which of these songs do you want to hear right now? 855-33-WAY-FM.
God of mercy, sweet love of mine. Let it be a hope for the broken. If we're gonna light the way you start a fire in my soul, fan the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denying. Hear my guitar, let it
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sandy, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday, where you have a decision to make. Which of the three songs you've heard the hooks for, Multiplied by Need to Breathe, Let It Be Love by Family Force 5, or Start a Fire by Unspoken? Which of those three songs are you like, I need to hear that today?
Start a Fire by Unspoken. I'm with Betty all the way.
Oh, yeah. That is a good selection. That was Betty's offering from 2014. Why do you like this song?
It's a great song, and I agree with Betty. We just don't hear it enough. We need to start a fire.
It's got a great message. It's catchy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just great all over.
I love the band Unspoken. Like, Chad, the lead singer, is very outspoken, you know, and I like that. I like his honesty and his authenticity. Mm-hmm. It's super refreshing in this world. Mm-hmm. He still has some edges to him, and that's what I like. So here we go, all the way back to 2014. Sandy, you have proclaimed it, so we will play it. It's Unspoken, Woo! Start a Fire on Time Capsule Tuesday.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So I wasn't sure how big of a story this was, and I started seeing it all these places. And apparently it's the end of an era as 76-year-old Pat Sajak is retiring as the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, he was, I mean, he's like a icon.
Yeah, he's a staple for that show. 41 seasons. He's going to stick around for one more, and then he's going to consult. I don't know why you need a consultant in Pat Sajak. I think just so they can say he's not fired, he's still part of us, and the little old ladies that watch the show and love him are going to keep watching.
That's true. Yeah, because you know the little old ladies love him.
Absolutely. He said, it's been a wonderful ride. I'll have more to say on this in the coming months. I don't think there is more to say, Pat. You're retiring.
Oh, you don't think that there's like drama or anything?
No, no. I think it's his time. He's done it for a long time. He tried to retire once before, and the world would not accept it and would not let him have it. Yeah, and he came back. Yeah.
It's amazing that like game show hosts are like, I'm 76, it's time to retire, but we still got like 80-year-olds trying to run for the most stressful position in the world
exactly.
With the U.S. presidency.
And I did a little deep dive into Pat Sajak's life, like what it looks like. Okay, so they do shoot 6 episodes per day.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
A lot. Like, so they've got to do costume changes and stuff like that and make nice with people and stuff like that. But they only shoot 4 days out of the month. Like, so he works 24 days a month.
Yeah.
And the work is not hard. I've always wanted to be a game show host.
Like, of course you have.
It's so easy. It's so easy. You just kind of talk to people, make jokes about them, and then move on, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, but you got to have, you know, some kind of, like, charisma or something.
I have that.
Brings the people to the TV.
Yeah. So there's a good, it's funny because he goes, there's a good chance when one of us leaves, he's talking about him and Vanna, that we'll both leave. Because it would be odd for either of us to work with someone else, to which I'm sure Vanna was like, no, this is a sweet gig. I'm not leaving,
right.
Pal.
Probably pays well yeah. enough to stay around.
Yeah, we're not really, where else am I going to find a job turning letters, okay?
Yeah.
This is my gig. I don't even have to turn them anymore. She just touches them. Like, in that equation, she is completely not necessary.
And she makes way more than all of us.
Oh, absolutely.
I would take
she
that
does.
Job.
She does. So I'm curious, though, who are they going to get to replace him? Because when... Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek passed away. They ended up going with two hosts because he was so great. You know. Mm. So what do? Do they replace? Oh, I just thought of it.
What?
Stupid Ryan Seacrest is going to take this gig.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
No.
Ryan.
No,
he's
he
the
will.
Best.
He takes every job. Like he like and leave he some work for the rest of us. There,
but he
Ryan.
Does such a good job, and he's able to do everything.
Pretty face.
Yeah. I can see it.
Charisma.
Doesn't have much to say.
Young.
It's the perfect job for him. Again, all jealousy. All 100% jealousy coming out of me right now. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And recently, Betty Rock and I were talking to this lady. I was introducing Betty to her because I'd known her for a few years. And we were kind of going through our professional history together, and I was like, oh yeah, I locked Betty in her trunk one time, put her in a dumpster, brought a leaf blower in and blew all of her papers at work away, and I'm just laughing, like the good old days, you
good
know?
Times. Yeah,
yeah. Good times. Good times. And Betty was like, the lady was like, man, Betty is a saint. Mm-hmm. And Betty thinks she deserves a few crowns for dealing
with
me.
I told her, I said that when we all get to heaven, you're going to have to wait a while because I'm going to be getting a lot of crowns.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Here's your crown.
Yeah, and so that made me start thinking of this segment for the show. Here's your crown. Okay, so one of those things in life that you're like, you know what? The Lord is going to give me an extra big crown in heaven because I've had to deal with this, you know? And so maybe it's you're a mom of quintuplets.
Ooh.
Extra big crown for
yeah.
that, for sure. I'm not sure what your situation is. Maybe you have someone that's challenging in your life like Betty does.
Oh, bless. My heart goes out to you. Thoughts and prayers.
So here's your crown, your chance to share with us what it is that you think you will deserve a crown for in heaven. And so, I mean, the kind of the funnier stuff in life on this one, honestly. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's what we're looking for. 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take yours right now. So, Sam, here's your crown. What do you think you deserve a crown for?
I drive a school bus full of wonderful little heathens.
Sam, here's two crowns.
Uh-huh.
You should get a crown for each kid, quite honestly.
Well, then that would be a whole lot of crowns.
Well, Sam, have you ever had anything thrown at the back of your head?
Just spitwads.
Yeah, that checks out. I remember being that kid. You know what? Come to think of it, Betty Rock, you're not the only person in my life that's going to be getting crowns. My bus driver, too, will be getting crowns for things that I did. My daughter, my wife. Wow, it might be a me problem.
You think?
All right, we got time for a couple more. What is that thing that you deserve a crown for that you've put up with here and kind of the funny stuff? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What is yours?
I have four teenagers.
You have four teenagers. That is not easy.
Between my husband and I, we have a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 16-year-old.
Oh, my goodness. All at the same time.
Yeah, what would you say is the most difficult age to raise?
I think the beginning of the teens, because I think near the end, they start to kind of understand that maybe there was a little bit that was them.
Who has been more challenging, the boys or the girls?
Girls.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that.
No, we're sweet.
Yeah, you're sweet, but you're also a little bit unstable, you know? All right, Aubrey, you're up. Here's your crown. What do you deserve a crown for?
Putting up with my teachers the entire school year and not losing my sanity.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Aubrey, how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. You have a lot of school ahead of you. What is it that makes your teachers challenging?
It's just they give us a lot of schoolwork that they don't even explain and they don't even help us on.
Oh.
I That's the worst. That's not fair. Well, you deserve a crown, definitely, because you've had to put up with the grown-ups in your life. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
She's like, you get me. Well, Aubrey, I hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy your summer.
Okay, thank you. You too.
That's some pretty funky rap dancing you're doing there. What is it you're listening to?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. I've got Father's Day coming up right around the corner there. And Father's Day is handled very differently than Mother's Day. And like even at churches, they'll have like a big sign and you all show up there and you take a family photo with mom. And the message is usually about how amazing moms are and how difficult it is to be a mom. And everyone, it was one time, moms all stand up in the room. Everyone claps them and celebrates them. When it gets to Father's Day, the message is like, we got to be better. We got to do this better. It's like, okay, well, I thought I was doing all right. Right?
So you want someone to say, good job.
Yeah.
Well done.
I need some accolades. Huh. And that's why we have our World's Biggest Small Group. We're doing a short father-focused World's Biggest Small Group. So if you're a dad, you might want to check it out. Or if you're a wife, you might want to say, hey, hubby, why don't you check this out? It's like a bunch of dads getting together and talking about, like, dad life and then the things that are challenging. Because I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that dads, like, frustrate us is feeling underappreciated for the sacrifices we make. Well, you work all the time. Well, there's a reason I work all the time. You need braces, you know? It's like, and so that's what's going through our heads.
So there's dad guilt as well as mom guilt.
Absolutely there is and stuff. And so I think it's cool because it's an honest look at this. Plus, it's a way to look at biblically how we can be better, because everybody can improve our parenting. Mm-hmm. Whether you're mom or dad, doesn't matter. We all fall short of the glory of parenting and get it wrong from time to time. So if you want to check out the World's Biggest Small Group, dad style here, all you have to do is text the word GROW, G-R-O-W, to 91979. And we actually have a podcast that goes with it where like me and like four other dads, including Pastor Chad, all kind of sat down and talked about life as a dad.
Do you think it makes a difference that you only have one kid?
Like— Absolutely. Just don't mess this one up. That was it.
You only had one chance.
That was it. Like, do not mess this kid up. And I don't think that I did, you know. Was I always the best version of like a godly father for her? I'd love to sit here and say as a Christian DJ, yeah. But the first 8 years of her life, I was a shock jock, you know? And then those habits died hard and it took time to kind of push some of those away when I got here. And I'm still not always a great version of my faith for her. Yeah, so I hope it's an honest look at being a dad and it makes you go, all right, maybe I'm doing better than Wally.
I mean, that's not saying much.
Yeah, not much at all.
But that's okay. Aww. You know what? You're doing great.
Trying hard.
You are. You're a great dad.
I think your daughter appreciates you. I appreciate seeing you as a father
figure.
That's cute.
I went too far there.
No, you did great, Gavin.
Guys, group hug.
You know what?
No.
I'm proud of you, son.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to join it, text the word GROW to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
One of my favorite phrases that's popped up over the last few years or so is the simple, okay, boomer. When someone from the boomer generation complains or says that someone from like a young generation is doing something weird, usually our retaliation to that is, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
And I found out, because I know generations by, you know, hierarchy,
right.
But I found out that a quick Google search says that boomers are between the ages of 57 and 75. And
oh, no wonder I'm close to boomer, because I'm a Gen X, but I'm only 3 years off of boomer.
You're boomer-ish.
Yeah. Oh, he's way more boomer than he is Gen X.
I'm boomerang, because I just come back at you. Hey. Like, now you, because Betty Rock, you're like at the tail end of millennial. As well. So yeah. You have tendencies of both.
I do. I feel like there's an 80-year-old woman trapped in my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every like generation has like its own mannerisms, and I found this list of what they call boomerisms. And I actually think it'd be interesting to see if you guys either know someone who does these things or hates these things, or if you yourself are that person. So the first one is boomers hate avocado toast, pumpkin spice, and kombucha.
Every one of those things.
Wait, no, you do not.
I do.
You look forward every year to fall so that you can get your pumpkin spice bagels.
But I don't like talking about it. Like, see, it's on the down low. Just going to have my pumpkin spice bagels. I'm not going to make a thing. I'm not going to make an Instagram post.
It's not your identity.
Exactly. Yeah. And kombucha, please.
No, that stuff's nasty.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one, I think this is Wally in a nutshell. Boomers hate participation trophies, but love world's greatest dad mugs.
Yeah. Yes. No. And I don't like the mugs either. But yeah, participation trophies drive me insane. Because it's kind of like, well, why keep score then anymore? You
sure.
Know?
It should suffice that you have like a parent who's just like, hey, I'm glad that you did your best out there. Let's go home.
Yeah. Your parent is the one that's supposed to give you accolades for being great, you know, if you weren't. That's their job.
And the last one was boomers hate paying their bills online.
I'm more of the Gen X. It takes me a while to do that, like to set it up and find, like, okay, you can have access to my account. Like Venmo, I fought Venmo for years.
I was going to say, you used to say, but what happens to my money?
I know.
It's all digital. It's right there.
It's almost like it's not even there, though.
And now you love it.
I do love it, because that's the only way I could interact with you guys, like when we do breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
And
nobody
trade
cares
money.
Cash.
I know.
Well, and we were at church the other day, and they were talking, we had a guy preaching, and he was talking about like a checkbook, and that is something that is so like past my generation, where I'm like, we don't even use checkbooks, we do automatic withdrawals, we do all of this stuff in the digital world. And he's talking about checkbooks on stage, and I turn to my friend, I'm like, half the crowd in here has no idea what that is.
Oh yeah, but then at my church, like half the crowd has checkbooks. And my wife writes a check for a tithe every week. She tithes. She does it in a check, folds the check, waits for the basket to come in, and then big arm movement puts it in so everyone sees it going
nice.
In.
Nice. Classic Marty.
Okay, boomer.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And vacation means flying a lot of times. And flying is getting to be a crazy hassle. And no matter how early you get to your gate sometimes or the airport, even your best effort, sometimes you miss a flight.
Yeah, I was recently at the Orlando, Florida airport, and I got to my gate, and then I was like, well, you know, I'm hungry. I got some time. I'm going to go get me some Chick-fil-A. So I pull out the app, figure out where it is, walk over there.
And you'd never been to the Orlando airport
didn't
before?
No, yeah, didn't know nothing about it. But I walk over there, get my large sweet tea, get my sandwich, get my fries, and then I start heading back to my gate. Come to find out, I had walked out of the perimeter of where TSA was.
Yeah.
So that meant I had to go through security a second time.
You left security and then you like and you've got your food with you and you're trying to take
it
back
through
security.
Well, they won't let me take it through security, so I have to be over there and like shove it down my throat and then take a couple of sweet tea swallows and then I'm done.
And then you had to throw out your sweet tea.
Oh. It was so sad.
And all of that, you almost missed your flight.
Yeah, and it was not worth it. Like, you can't eat Chick-fil-A that fast. You got to really
savor it. Yeah, I get that. Like, I almost missed a flight. I've never missed a flight based on my own actions, but I was traveling with somebody, and they had told me what time we were flying out, and we had plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just sitting at the gate, hanging out at another gate, waiting, you know, eating or whatever, and then we hear our names called. They're like, Wally and so-and-so, like, your flight is boarding. If you're not on, and we were in a different part of the airport.
Oh,
we're
my
like,
gosh.
What in the world? And she looked at her thing. She's like, oh, I had the wrong time. I'm like, ah! And we ran through the thing and
terrible.
Got there. And, like, we were there early, too. It was crazy. And so I am curious, though. What is the worst excuse you've ever had for missing a flight? You know, you almost missed a flight, and why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened that made you almost miss a flight? 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe something you'll give somebody an idea to not do what you did. You know, it'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I probably shouldn't have, you know, taking a cab instead of an Uber or whatever. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Leslie, have you ever almost missed a flight?
Yes, I almost missed a flight a little while ago because I was playing top golf with my friends.
Oh, okay, so you're doing something fun and you, like, lost track of time?
Well, actually, the airline told us that our flight was delayed by about an hour and 20 minutes. They had it in the app, and we thought, oh, well, you know, we don't want to wait at the airport. so we'll just go play top golf with our friends because it was close by. And then we went to the airport, and when we checked in, they said, oh, your flight was actually on time. We're going to have to put you on another flight instead.
Oh, no way. Like, I never trust the app. Like, when the app says you're at gate 4 or whatever, B4, I always look at the screens when I get there.
That's smart.
I love, though, that you're like, oh, we're delayed. We'll not go to the airport. We'll play top golf. My wife would have lost her mind.
Yeah, she needs to be there 3 hours early. Oh,
she is. Like, she would, like, I would rather live at the airport than miss a flight. Well, hey, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Yeah, Peter said that TSA searched his bag for 20 minutes only to discover the mystery object was an apple.
Oh, really? Like, I take out my food now. I keep it all in one bag because my gummy bears, they started, like, flagging things in the system. So I actually pull my whole bag of food out along with my, like, toiletries.
Wow. You mix your toiletries and your snacks together?
No, they're in two separate bags.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to ever get those mixed up.
Yeah.
All right, Lori, what's the time you almost missed your flight?
My daughter and I were flying to Maine. She had a job interview up there. She was a surgical tech. We were supposed to have a layover in Detroit, but by the time we got to Detroit, our plane for Maine was already boarding, and we were at the other end of the airport in Detroit. I don't know if you've ever been there, but that is one crazy place.
I have. It's a long run between terminals, too.
Yeah, and we ran just as hard as we could, dragging our carry-on behind us, ripped the bottom out of our carry-on, got there just in time before they shut the door, and the stewardess gave us some tape to tape up our carry-on.
Oh, man, thank goodness you made it before they shut the door, because, I mean, you could literally be in eyesight of them closing the door. The second exactly. That door closed, doesn't matter. Like, it's almost like a vault that they no longer have a code to. You're like, I literally just watched you close it. Couldn't we do something? Sorry, door's closed.
Exactly.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show. A little good news. Giddy up. 3 rapid-fire good news stories coming at you because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. We're going to start things off today with you, Betty Rock. Good news, giddy up, go.
I have the ultimate good news. It's going to start off bad. A baby deer fell into the backyard pool.
Oh, no.
Yes. Twice.
Oh, no. Ah.
But a 12-year-old little boy named Anthony, he helped scoop the baby deer, out each time. And his dad was there too filming it, and he encouraged his little boy to stay away from the baby once it was out so that the mother would come take care of it.
And accept it again. Yeah. I love that the dad's videotaping it, not helping the kid get the deer out.
But still,
let the kid be the hero.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. All right, Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a man in Phoenix named Mark. He's been delivering packages for UPS for 50 years, dating back to all the way to 1973. He's driven more than 1 million miles, and he hasn't had any accidents in all of that time.
That's crazy. Wow. Like, I don't think any of us could say that. Have you been in a car accident, Gavin?
I've never been in a car accident. But I've been, like, alive for almost half of the time that he drove with UPS. I've still got time.
Well, that's amazing, actually. And then Hawaii Governor Josh Green is living my life. He's a former emergency room physician, and that background has come in handy a couple times in the recent weeks, as he has been able to be an actual first responder.
Ugh.
And not an amateur first responder like myself. There's a guy that fell out of the back of a pickup truck. He happened to be there and helped him out. Then he had to rescue a guy that was trapped in an overturned vehicle.
What?
Man, the luck. This guy gets all the luck.
That I wouldn't call that luck. I would say that's like he's a jinx or something.
No, he's lucky. He gets to be there to save the day every time. Mm-mm. And so I was able to help with both of these accidents unless he's causing them. I just thought of that.
Nope, this is good news.
That would be bad news, giddy up.
No, that could be it.
Thank you, Rock. You've watched enough ID Channel.
Yeah.
Gavin's like, please don't do this. Stop. This is the last bastion of goodness here. All right. He did not cause them. He is just a hero.
Until we know further.
Until we know further. Exactly. And that's going to do it for your good/bad news, giddy up.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos. And now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report. Hey, Betty.
Thanks to the pandemic and many other reasons, the U.S. experienced a recession, and those in charge were stuck on how to fix the problem. And that's when an unlikely hero stepped in, the one and only Taylor Swift.
Okay. Don't know that we're totally fixed yet either, but all right.
Taylor Swift. Well, some believe that Taylor and her Eras tour, which she is on, is the main reason why the economy is picking back up. That's what? Because her fans, her Swifties, on average spend more than $1,300 to attend Taylor's shows.
Oh my goodness.
So that's towards like travel, accommodations, food, and other tourism related expenses.
I can't imagine that. Like, okay, now I guess I'm being a little bit of judgy, I'm sorry. But like I'll take a vacation, I'll spend money on vacation that I love, you know, but I could never spend that kind of money to go to a concert that's going to be over in, you know, 2 hours.
That could be someone's rent.
Yeah, I mean,
you're just spending it for like 2 hours for your night.
That's hard to imagine. I don't love anything that much. I mean, like even bands that I really love, I couldn't spend that kind of money on.
Well, I don't know. She's pretty good.
No, stop it.
Well, altogether, Taylor's Eras Tour is expected to generate $4.6 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. How is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
The former little country girl that came to Nashville with a dream and a bankroll of daddy's money. crazy how that works. Worked out for her.
Isn't it?
I know. It's a real Cinderella story. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you've ever tried to build something, then, you know, you go through the process and then it doesn't go the way you want and you got to call in like a contractor or something and then they show you how to do it. They have all the tips, the pro tips, you know, that like make it easier or better.
Well, because they've been doing it for years.
Exactly. But I think we're all uniquely qualified to hand out pro tips in different areas without maybe being a skilled contractor, okay? For example, I've never been to physical therapy before, all right? I could have used a pro tip to someone that's been multiple times.
Mm.
So I hurt my shoulder. So I go to physical therapy, and she has me raise my arms up over my head multiple times. The pro tip would have been, wear a longer shirt. Like, my shirt would rise up as I was reaching up. Thank you. That didn't help, Rock, because that was what was going on in my head. And now I know that's what people were thinking in the place.
And now he needs mental therapy.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure, too, that made it awkward for you to do your exercises if you're constantly having to think about your stomach.
Exactly. I wasn't getting the most out of physical therapy because I wasn't raising my arm to its extension because my shirt was too short. Okay. Pro tip would have been, just wear a longer shirt to physical therapy, especially if you're raising your arms. I could have benefited from that.
Well, that's a pro tip for anyone now who has never gone. You're helping someone.
So you're welcome. It feels good. I even had to, like, when I was laying down on the table to do the arm thing, had to hold my shirt down with my other arm.
It's
just horrible. It's just a horrible experience. Okay, so what is your pro tip on something? Whatever it is, but it's something that you've experienced and you're like, okay, I got a pro tip for you. This is what you should or what you should not do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's mine. Longer shirt to physical therapy. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us.
Put
and that's how you can be
down.
On it. Sorry. Pro tip. I can't stop. Okay. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is your pro tip, Tabitha?
So I'm a cosmetologist, and I try to be really, really good about not making messes. But everybody has an off day, so when you go get your hair done, like if you're getting color or even just haircut, wear a shirt that you don't mind having messed up.
That's actually a good tip.
Yeah, or get a better hairdresser, someone that's not going to mess up.
No, this happened to me once, Tabitha. I was actually wearing white shoes, and she accidentally got some of the hair dye on my shoes.
For real?
And ruined them, yeah.
Really?
And I still tipped her.
Of course you did. You have to. Yeah, and you have to be like, it's okay, it's fine. I didn't like these anyway.
Right.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a good pro tip, Tabitha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jandy, what is your pro tip?
So I used to work in hotels, and I worked the 3 to 11 shift. My pro tip is, while booking those third-party sites are wonderful, you will be the first person that a 3 to 11 person will bump to another hotel if we're oversold. And any good hotel will oversell as many nights as they can.
Really? So if you're doing like Expedia or something like that, or Hotels.com, you're saying that you have a better chance at getting bumped?
Yeah. So, and if you read the fine print, this is what I was told by my bosses. Oh, we guarantee them a hotel room, not one in our hotel. So we will send you to one even if it's crummier. So just be aware that when you are booking those sites, that you basically have less rights than anyone else staying in the hotel.
And less leverage, because like if you book through the hotel, you can at least deal with them. If it's a third-party site, I've had this happen before, and you're trying to get a hold of someone at that third-party site, and they're like, who's this? You know, they pretend you don't exist.
It's like a scam.
Correct. And then also, if you try to cancel, a lot of hotels will tell you they don't have the power to cancel. They do. They just won't do it because they want to keep your money.
Oh, absolutely. Well, those are all good pro tips for sure. Thank you, Jandy.
My pleasure. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed day.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we have the prayer wall for you. If it's something you ever want to check out, you're like, I just want somebody to, you know, pray with me, or if you and run through your circle of friends with prayer requests, you know, and it's like, okay, this needs to be bigger than that. You can put it on the prayer wall and have a bunch of people praying for you and people seeing it. And it's, I think it's a good thing, because people who go there sometimes and they'll share things that they don't necessarily don't want to share in their own circle sometimes as well.
Yeah, and they can even post it anonymously like this person did. This person said, please pray for my mom. I think she has given up. She doesn't seek God on her own and hardly takes care of herself. Mm. Please pray for her mental health to be restored.
It's interesting, because we always think about praying for our kids, you know, but there are kids that are having to pray for their parents because their parents aren't in a good place. Mm-hmm. And she's posting this on the wall, hoping that somebody will, you know, not only see it, but toss up a prayer for her as well. And the cool thing about the prayer wall is it does give you the option, if you're praying for somebody, to click a link and they'll get a notification that says, hey, somebody just prayed for you. And I think that's, to me, honestly, that's the coolest part of the prayer wall, is where you get notified that, hey, you're not alone in this, and that somebody is praying for you. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it is awesome. They get a little notification on their phone or through their email. And you can actually go to the prayer wall when you text the word pray to 91979, and we'll send you the link. That's pray to 91979. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.